Thank you for calling Highmark Utilization Management.
Your call may be monitored and or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Members, press 1. Providers, press 2. To submit a new authorization or check the status of a current authorization, participating provider portal users must access via the portal. If you are a participating provider and do not have access to provider portal, press 1. All others, press 2 or remain on the line. For status of an authorization, press 1. Claims, benefit, or eligibility information, press 2. Behavioral health utilization management, press 3. To submit a new authorization, provider portal users must access via the portal. All others remain on the line. To submit a new authorization or check on the status of a current authorization, provider portal users must access via the portal. If you do not have access to provider portal, press 1.
Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
This call is only a verification of benefits intended to provide you with information about the member's benefits. A verification of benefits is not a promise of payment or guarantee of coverage, including any amount owed, nor is it a promise as to who or what entity any payment is to be made. Any payment for a claim for services or supplies is subject to a medical necessity determination, member or provider contract terms and exclusions, coverage requirements, Highmark reimbursement policies, and eligibility.
Please say or enter your NPI number. Please say or enter your 10-digit NPI number or your 9-digit tax ID. That was 1972765733. Is that right? I didn't find that number. If you have another number to use, please give me either an NPI or a tax ID number. Got it. Please say or enter just the numeric part of the member's ID or their social security number. You asked to speak to a representative. Is that right? You asked to speak to a representative. Is that right? To help get you to the right person and reduce further transfers, we need to collect the member's ID. Please say or enter just the numeric part of the member's ID or their social security number. That's 1178389340001, right? And the member's date of birth? Got it. I wasn't able to find that number. Would you like to look up another member? One moment while I connect you with a representative.
Your call may be monitored and or recorded for quality and training purposes. Due to higher than usual call volumes, you may experience extended wait times. We appreciate your patience.
Utilization Management, this is Sandy. May I have your name, please?
Hi, Sandy. My name is Jack. Last name is SHSM. Can you spell it your first name?
Sandy, and first letter of my last name is A. S-A-N-D-Y, and then A like apple.
Okay, got it. Sandy, actually here, I have one case number on the file. Can you just check the status of the authorization case?
Yes, may I have your telephone number first, please?
Yeah, it's 631-518-6090.
Is that a direct number?
Yeah.
And what's the authorization number?
Yeah, it's 9473634.
And are you calling for the facility or the ordering doctor?
Doctor.
What's the name of the doctor?
Yeah, it's George Jerry.
And what's the patient's name and date of birth?
Patient name is Stephen Gallen. Date of birth is July 28, 1974.
Okay. And right now this one is pending. It's waiting to be reviewed by a medical director.
Okay, have you received the clinicals?
One moment, I'm checking. Yes, it looks like we did receive 61 pages of clinicals on the 18th of August.
Okay, okay. And do you need any additional clinicals?
Not at this time, no.
Okay, okay, got it then. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Yes, good job. Bye.
Yeah.